In Rutland, a local nonprofit believes a new greenhouse, dirt, and a chance to grow plants will help school kids in the city learn about nutrition, science, and themselves. VPR's Nina Keck explains.
The Vermont Farmers Food Center is a nonprofit in Rutland that's working to harness the economic potential of local agriculture. The group created Rutland's Indoor Farmers Market and has put teens to work on area farms. Now, they're focused on using farming as a teaching tool, starting with local grade schools.
Wow.
Yeah, welcome to our greenhouse.
Melinda Hart is the organization's education coordinator, and the brand new 4,300-square-foot glass building we're standing in is her classroom.
We have this space over here, which is specifically for classroom-type stuff, where the kids can write in their journals, and then the bed setup is so that it's low to the ground, the kids can really get into the dirt and start gardening right at their level.
I can't put on gloves because it feels good to just stick your hands in there.
It feels good with gloves on.
Okay, yeah. Mommy, it's cow manure.
What?
It's cow manure!
On a recent Monday afternoon, 16 Rutland City fourth graders, armed with garden gloves and trowels, were busy breaking up dirt, spreading topsoil, and joking about cow manure.
Does that grow from cow manure?
Yeah.
And house poop and horse poop?
Yeah, I know. Wait.
This program runs 7 weeks. It started back in March when the kids were each given a tiny tomato seed to plant and name. The group met for an hour, 3 Mondays in a row. Then they took 3 weeks off. This was session 4. Their tomato plants are now sprouting. Exciting progress for the kids to detail in their greenhouse journals. Then they gather around tables to work together on this week's experiment, which has to do with assessing how varying amounts of sunlight and water have affected spinach seeds they planted back in March.
Which one do you think is thriving? Like, which one do you think is doing the very best?
That one.
And why do you think that is?
Because
it's getting both sun and water?
Fourth grade teacher Nicole Joyce says around age 9 or 10, kids start to realize it's not just about them anymore, that they're part of a community. So developmentally, she says this type of program is spot on for students.
But I also think that it also empowers the kids so that at this age they can say, you know what, I could plant my garden and it could grow all by myself.
She thinks it's important for kids to really understand where their food comes from. Greg Cox, executive director of the Vermont Farmers Food Center and a farmer himself, agrees.
And this is part of our economy, and it's nutrition. They eat food in schools. And we said, you know what? We can play a vital part of educating our kids and bring it to them in a really meaningful way, in relationship from one living being to another living being, plants. And they get to grow them, to understand that we're similar. We all breathe. We all get hot. We drink. We grow. It's Vermont's version of swimming with the dolphins. You know,
yeah, know.
It's playing in the dirt.
There's something growing in here.
He and Nicole Joyce say this type of program is also good for kids who've experienced trauma, something that's becoming a bigger and bigger issue in schools.
And when you come in and you see a plant that's wilted because it doesn't have water, and it's your plant, and you water it, and you see it come back and stand up straight, that's empowering. And we've seen the results already. Empathy is something you really need to develop in people.
There are currently 120 Rutland City fourth graders taking part. Cox says other nearby schools have expressed interest. He says programs for homeschoolers, preschoolers, and daycare centers are also in the works. For VPR News, I'm Nina Keck in Rutland.
You know, sometimes when I'm gardening, I like to pretend that I might find dinosaur bones if I go deep enough, or maybe gold in there. Look, I found some right there.